Queen joining us there from the Darren Weir Stable.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB.
Get a bonus bet up to $50
for second and third in races 1 to 6 at Randwick
and Moonee Valley
today.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of equine insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing welcome you to Racing HQ. Every Saturday this spring, Racing HQ will set up Sydney's incredible cavalcade of Group 1 racing.
Wow, bigger roar than last year. Redzel looking to conquer the Everest again, and boy, he's done it.
Form analysts, TAB markets and interviews. This spring, it's all on Racing HQ.
It is. It's just gone 7 o'clock on the morning of Winx. Can she do it today? Try to win her fourth Cox Plate at 5 o'clock Melbourne time. This is the best way to kick off every Saturday with Racing HQ. We look at Randwick. The track has started a soft 6. It will get to a 5 at some stage. Kembla Grange a good 4. Moonee Valley, they put 5 mil of water on the track last night. It's a good 4 and a going stick of 9.6. And they tell us with the going sticks, the higher rating, the higher number there, it does run that it's in really good shape. So 5 mil of water sprayed on Moonee Valley after last night's meeting. On the way to Chris Waller, good morning to Ron Duffersey.
Good morning, Andrew. It's a soft 6 at Randwick today, a week without rain. A little bit disappointed with that, but that's the season we're in, I suppose, and the track's a little bit waterlogged there, so hopefully we get a drying track throughout the day.
Let's hope so. We'll talk more about it, but we are going straight to Chris Waller. He's giving us a couple of minutes off the top. Chris, good morning to you on a day. Well, let's hope it brings the right result. How is she this morning, Winx?
She's great. Yeah, as the whole preparation's been pretty smooth, and we just can't be happier with the way she presents and the way she's working and obviously racing. And yeah, another year on, there's absolute no change whatsoever.
Chris, we heard you in a media conference a couple of weeks ago talking about how you take photos of all your horses and things like that, that you can look at them and compare them to previous preparations and the like. Has she changed shape over the years or the last 12 months? Is she any different, going into a fourth attempt in a Cox Plate?
Over the years, she's changed for sure, but for all the right reasons. As a four-year-old, when she first won it, she was very slight and probably more like a three-year-old type of filly than anything else. And then four-year-old, a bit more mature. Five-year-old, a bit more mature. And then six-year-old, more mature again. And this year, she's the same as last year. So quite a remarkable thing, really. And, with her body language, I think she's become more confident and I wouldn't say got arrogant, but she's learned how to win and she just knows what's expected each and every time. I'm just going through her weights here now. So when she won the Cox Plate last year, she was 528 kilos. The year before that, she was 518 in her first Cox Plate. She was 502 kilos. So it gives you an amazing idea how much she's changed and grown and developed. And going back to her Oaks win in Queensland, which was her first Group 1 win, she was 484. So gives you an idea how much she's changed, yet plateaued out in the last 12 months. And, if I didn't say it, today she's 528.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's just with maturity, isn't it, Chris, really?
Yeah, and probably shows in her form as well, hence the reason why she struggled early. And obviously, her class got her through her first three wins, and then in the mid-stages there when she was as a three-year-old, she really, really struggled. But as she's grown and developed, with that's come confidence, and with that's come the ability to overcome bad luck race distances, competition, you name it, everything we throw at her, she just rises to and performs.
I know you haven't even thought about this, and I just know how you operate, but everyone wants to surmise this will be her last run today. Geez, it'd be hard to retire a mare in October of the season, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No, we had a discussion about 6 weeks ago as to when it may be, and the overwhelming, where everybody was in agreement, Hugh Bowman included, myself, all the owners and their partners, was that she'll tell us when she's ready to stop, and if we need to step in along the way before she tells us, we will.
Yeah.
And that was the last time that was discussed. It 6 weeks ago, and nothing's been spoken on since. And even after today, nothing will be discussed. If she didn't happen to win, of course, we'd discuss it in the next few days. But don't be waiting for an announcement, win, lose or draw today. I can guarantee you that much.
Yeah. So she probably just goes into her usual routine after today, wouldn't she?
I would say so. I'm not that keen to press on. And that's why we've got this far. I think just looking after her. Look, in that four-year-old spring, she had three races and then went out for holiday. In the autumn, she would have had four. And every year, it's been the same. I think last year when she had the problem with the barriers, we threw an extra race in. But apart from that, she has three or four races in every 6 months and then has a holiday. So I think that's we're reaping the rewards for that now, and there's no reason to change it. So again, it gives you a pretty good idea that the end's not today, but let's see how her performance goes first and foremost. And from a breeding perspective, you've missed the start. We've started in the middle of the season. You're getting pretty late now, and it wouldn't be fair just to go to start and get a late foal off the first foal.
No.
Chris, just with Ben Bantle, there's a lot of discussion about who and how, you know, what the pace is going to be like with only a small field. Do you expect Ben Bantle to take it up? How do you see the race being run?
To tell you the truth, I haven't really worried about it at all.
Yep.
In fact, we haven't worried about it in any of our races. The fact is, if she turns up, it'll take a champion to beat her, Andrew, and she can run off amazing sectionals. Like, she can run 32 seconds. She can run quicker than that. She's broken 32. She can sustain a long sprint if she needs to. And she gets around Mooney Valley track as well as any other track where some horses struggle. So, you know, if she needs to quicken on the bend, it's no problem. So you just got to make sure your horse is comfortable and you're alert of the situation of the pace in case you need to get going early. So I think we're more concentrating on that than worrying about how fast or how slow they'll go.
Okay.
So obviously you're happy just to leave it to you again. You haven't been have a nervous meeting, what we're going to do, what we might not want to do. Some speed maps have a 1-1 today or even in third position.
Yeah, we've just never really overanalyzed it, if at all analyzed it. Occasionally I've said to Hugh early in the shorter races, just be mindful of the pace, but he knows that. He just puts so much thought into it behind the scenes. You think he's an unassuming and very laid back character, but yeah, he'll be analysing it to the smallest degree this morning.
Your other runner, Dave.
Have you been blown away this week by the build up to this? You know, I mean, you've been a part of racing and you've been a part of great success, but this year has just, it seems to have gone to an extraordinary level.
Not at all. It's been like this for us for the last 2 years. I guess if you could quantify numbers of followers she's got, yeah, it's gone to a whole new level again. But look, the build-up towards Hartnell in the second Cox play, that was massive. I can clearly remember that as like it was yesterday. Last year's one, probably the field wasn't as great, and it wasn't the same hype about the build-up, yet it was the closest. margin that she's won by. And this year, I guess for us, it's been going for 12 months, so we're living it every day. Where your job is to be presenting and bringing to the people what they see here and now, which is this week. But to us, it's just been business as usual. And the first 18 months of Winx's career was quite intimidating, and especially as she was going for a second Cox Plate. But look, in the terms of Winx's life, nothing's changed in the past 12 months. It's the same expectation, and the general public are sort of right behind her and amazed by this horse. And yeah, it's quite surreal, that part of it.
D'Argento's your other runner. He's flying without winning. Is there a target race for him this prep?
Today,
yeah.
Yeah. It's always been on our plan. And to go another 2 weeks through to the Emirates, you're starting to eat into their preparation, and Sydney starts pretty early. And yeah, you know, I'd be keen to sort of have him running on the more forgiving surfaces and get back for the autumn. So today's his grand final.
And Dealmaker, is he still on target for the Derby? Will we find out today?
Yeah, find out today. He's had a couple of setbacks that we've reported, and he's been fine. We had a trial going into this last start. We had no luck in the spring champion, and in the last 10 days his gallop has been good. So it's just been a horrible prep, and it's very hard to catch up. So he'd have to run very well today to press on to a Derby.
Your stayers, who shot the Barman, Libra and Quinella this race last year, and you got Egg Tart there as well.
Yeah, Egg Tart's been a little bit disappointing. I'm just not sure what to make of her. I don't think she's a dead set stayer, but I'm just trying her. She's got quite a full staying pedigree, but I'm very cautious about her today. As I am with Who Shot the Barman, he needs to fire up today, which thankfully did last year. And a little bit more bullish on Libran. His runs have been very good, and he had no luck at all on the Metropolitan.
Your Melbourne Cup horse, Finch, is he going to press ahead there? He's pulled up okay from Geelong.
Yeah, he certainly will. It was a good pipe opener for him. I think over the 2 mile distance, he'll sustain that gallop. It was good for him to get a run into him, and he's pulled up very well. So full steam ahead for Finch.
Any hope of getting Patrick Aaron in there? What are you going to do with him after the day's scratching?
Yeah, I'm going to pull him out of today and run him in the Bendigo Cup, because he needs to win to get another re-handicap. And just from 14 or 15, he's going to really struggle today. So we'll run him Wednesday and hope for a better draw and a bit more luck. And then we'll probably have Brim and Rocks next Saturday in the Lexus. Because his form has been around all the right horses, running good races, and try and get in the back door with him.
It's a busy day
for
you.
And, of course, Youngstar as well. She's come through the Caulfield Cup really well.
Of course. It's a busy day for you. I won't press on Sydney because it's been a busy week. Only I want to ask you about one horse, the Chasseurs. What do you think of that horse, Chasseur, today?
I think he's a very good horse, but it's been a long time between drinks. So I think he'll struggle to win today. I hope I'm wrong. I don't want to put the punters crook, but I'd be happy just to see him run on strongly, and then hopefully we're getting back to where he needs to be. He cut a tendon. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a track accident. He just did it in the paddock, and it's been a long time back since. He had a couple of trials, then we spelled him, and then he's had another trial again. So he's as fit as we can get him, but for full confidence, I'd like to see him go around first.
Okay, beauty.
Seawaller Racing, very active this morning on Twitter. I'm just looking at a canter of Winx. Early morning canter, tick. 8 dinner, tick. Temperature, tick. Everyone in the team happy, tick. Thanks everyone for your support. And I will say, and I said it last night on the Melbourne station, we had Peter Tye on in another interview, but the whole team should be congratulated in how open it's been with the owners and with yourself and Hugh. I don't think you've said no to anything, and you've rung us this morning to come on, and we do appreciate that. Chris, good luck whatever happens today, and with the mayor at 5 o'clock.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
good on you. Chris Waller joining us there from Flemington. And as I say, Ron, it's there on social media, See Waller Racing, and it repeats itself. You watch it. You can watch it over and over and over and over, but it's about a seven-second shot of Winks just doing a little bit of light cantering this morning.
Yeah, she attracts a lot of media attention, and she's even got her own media position there, and she's great for racing.
She is, for sure. All right, so that's Chris Waller. We thank him for that. Now, just before we move on to Mitchell Beer, who's online, just looking at extra scratchings coming through. Natoya, of course, won last night, so it's come out. Race 5, number 4. Race 7, number 2, Careless Choices, out this morning. Out of the same race, number 5, Lord Kingsley, has come out this morning. Race 8, number 11, Miss Shanty, has come out this morning. And last night's winner, Artie's Dream Winner, is now at officially race 9, number 13. So they're the extras, keeping an eye on Melbourne scratchings as well. As Chris has told us there, Patrick Erin has come out of the Moonee Valley Gold Cup. And there was one quote that I couldn't help but write down there, Ron, in that Chris Waller interview. If she turns up, it'll take a champion to beat her.
Well, I think that's stating the bleeding obvious there, Andrew.
Yeah, she is a champion.
Go.
Yeah, she is for sure. Let's go to Mitchell Beer coming to Randwick today. Morning to you, Mitch.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Very well indeed. Good to talk to you, mate. This Albury base seems to be working well for you.
Yeah. It's pretty early in its infancy, but, things couldn't be going better since our move north.
Okay, so how many in work there, Mitchell?
We worked 33 yesterday morning, so we're building up a nice team.
Okay, so has it been a plan all along? Obviously, what was the reasoning from moving from Victoria to Albury?
We've been going probably 2.5 years now and built up a really nice team of horses and owners, and we probably just found it quite hard to compete. There's some big guys pretty close to Melbourne, and we found ourselves doing a lot of travelling around Victoria, running placings, and probably our calibre was just a couple off that level that it needed to be, and just opens us right up to going back to Victoria and coming up here to Sydney.
Mm. Yeah, it looks an interesting mare, this Damsel Flies Kept. She's only lightly raced. What's the story? I see she had some early racing in New Zealand.
Yeah, we try and buy some cheaper tried horses out of New Zealand, and she was one that we sort of pinpointed and didn't cost us a lot of money, and she was racing down in the South Island, so brought her over here, and I couldn't be more impressed with her since she's come. She's a tenacious little filly and tough, and she can run pretty quick time, I thought her last effort with a big weight from a wide barrier, you know, beating moderate sort of opposition, but the way she did it and the time she ran was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? She's got that high cruising speed, and as you said, she's way up in class today, but the control of this race seems to be hers, and she can run a sectional, can't she?
Yeah, I think that's her greatest asset. She's quick out of barriers. She puts herself in the race. She lugged a big weight. She's only a small mare, and I think she took a second and a half off the class record at Albury last start. So I sort of looked at this and thought, well, you know, let's see where she stacks up in the scheme of things. And, you know, with the rail out, 52 kilos, she'll go straight to the front, and hopefully she'll give them something to run down.
Okay, yeah. Are you comfortable with a soft six reading today?
Yeah, she hit a heavy first up at her first start in Australia, and that pulled her up. But her first start at Ashburton over in New Zealand was quite soft, and she was pretty unlucky not to win. So, I mean, the drier, the better for her, but she doesn't find many excuses. That's probably the best thing about her. She'll give it her all.
Okay. All right. We'll look forward to seeing her here today.
Too easy. Cheers, guys.
Have you got a runner at Albury on your home track there at your TAB meeting?
Yeah, we've got 3 or 4 in today. Nakoni Pony's our best in the last.
In the last. Okay. That's another thought for our listeners and viewers later on today in the last at Albury. Good on you, Mitch. Good luck today with the TAB Highway runner.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Good on you. Sorry, it's in race two. Sorry, I was going off a race early there. So at Randwick, a soft six. Nevesh Ramdani thinking going to a soft five at some stage today. Penno is 5.61. Kembla Grange, the provincial program there, it's a good four. The rail is in the true. And at Boonee Valley, they put 5 mil of water on the surface after last night. It's a good four. And that going stick, 9.6. And the rail is being placed back into the true where it was last night. Ron, on last night, Brave Smash holding off Spirit of Valor, Kementari and Sprite coming late to run third and fourth.
Wow, what a turnaround there with Brave Smash. They held off putting the blinkers on him in the, obviously, the Everest, but they went on last night and it certainly made a difference. Who would have thought he would be that close to start with, you know, in such a fast race? And then everything just fell beautifully into place for him. So good result for the team there. Obviously, they were running very fast times there last night, so it was pretty tough for those horses out the back. And I thought Sprite and Kementari were terrific running home from the back there. It's been a forgetful preparation for Kementari, hasn't it? He's just been on the wrong leg and not things aren't falling into place for him. That's not doubting his talent, though.
No, he came around the bend and he was just looking for somewhere, wasn't he? He was didn't look comfortable until he straightened and then it was too late.
Yeah, he just didn't get that card into the race you would like in a race like that. So he had to do it all on his own. And you could easily make a case that he was a little bit unlucky. But that's the style of his racing and he has to put up with that.
I mentioned earlier, but for people waking up outside the Manikato, Ocean Murphy, who rode the runner-up Spirit of Valor, was suspended for 15 meetings for interference right near the line to Invincible Star and Hootson in particular. It starts on November 4. That's Ocean Murphy. Anthony Cummings is joining us now. He's got a couple of runners today, or particularly Sky Boy. Morning to you, Anthony.
Morning.
It's been a while, mate. How you been?
No, I'm here. Still arguing, right?
That's it.
Be nice to get these colours over the line here today, Anthony. Dado Chimnam's colours.
Yeah, I said a few days. I've been in KL, laid into rest, Dado Chan, and, it was nice to sort of catch up with the family and all the rest of it, but, very sad circumstances.
This horse of Sky Boyle, he's relatively lightly raced, but he seems to be on his way now.
He certainly is. Last run obviously was very good, and still with quite a bit of upside in him. He'd only just sort of caught up to the work to be ready for the 1550 last time. And I suppose if there's a chink, the step to 2000. I mean, the programs have sent us this way, but he's done the work and worked very well, and he'll be there and is a worthy favourite, I'd say.
He's got nice gait speed. This doesn't look to be a high pressure race. You'd expect him. Would you worry if he was even in front here?
Oh, I wouldn't worry too much. I think as I prefer to see him recover. But I mean, so long as he's in a nice rhythm and just move along within himself, I'm sort of not too fussed where he is. As you say, he's got a good gait speed, and he's going to put himself in the first half of the field somewhere, and then it's just a function of what the others do as to where exactly he does settle.
A soft six today, are you comfortable with that with him?
Yeah, not an issue. If anything, it probably suits a little bit, but the thing out. But I think that's a nice weather here. It looks pretty nice morning here this morning. I'd be imagining that the track will improve through the day.
Okay. You got a couple of runners at Kembla, Terry Winkler, Natanya and Bella. Any hopes amongst those three?
Yeah, I think so. Tulika was probably a bit unlucky not to run a place at Boy Farm last start, and then he gets to his right trip and he's forward enough. I mean, he carries not a lot of condition, and he's got a mile and a half quickly, but I think that suits him. And the other two first starters, and they're both really nice horses, showing us quite a lot here at home. Had a bit of a topsy-turvy sort of 10 days, 2 weeks with the weather and, trials pulled off and changed and what have you. So they haven't had the perfect preps to go into a first-up run, but nevertheless, talented horses and are both run well.
Okay. All right, well, a lot of sentiment will be with those colours today, that's for sure.
Yes, certainly.
He was a special man around your father back in their time with good horses. They had a constant list of them through the years, didn't they?
Yeah, a constant list of horses and one-liners. I mean, they're trying to one-up each other all the way through. It's pretty funny. The Melbourne Cup nights and different things, you know, different celebrations over, you know, a space of nearly 50 years. You know, it's you know, he was always around and a great supporter of our family.
And even though he had plenty of money, he still liked to beat the bookies. He still liked to back a winner.
Well, he went out a winner. He had a winner in Singapore, I think, for the week, and certainly Sky Boy was his last runner, a winner here, and he backed them both, and I think the check's in the mail, I said.
I'm sure it is.
He always used to sing at those nights too, didn't he, when he won a good race?
He did. Yeah, he did. Danny Boy used to always get a run. And a couple of others. So he got into Danny Boy and he got all the way through. But a few of the others, I think he was only the first first, but the and perhaps just as well sometimes, depending on the age of stage. But, anyway, it was some very funny times had.
I reckon one of those cup nights I was there filming it or something for Sky or Channel 9. It's going back a while now, but he was into Danny Boy and Bart was looking at him saying, "Oh, please, Dardo, can you be quiet?"
Yeah.
I don't think he would have said, he would have just told him to shut up, I think.
Yeah, probably. I was trying to be nice, Dardo. No, great memories. Let's hope it does win today for the colours. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Anthony.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, mate. Good on you. Anthony Cummings there with Sky Boy lining up in the latter race there today. He lived in Kuala Lumpur, Ron, but he always loved, and I know this personally because Duncan Ramage used to contact me and say, "Hey, we've got an issue. We can't get the Sky picture. Can you fix it for us?" So he always watched Australian racing.
Yeah, I get a couple of mates overseas that ring and say that to me all the time when the signal goes down. they think I'm in control centre, but he loved his Australian racing and he obviously followed it right through to the day he died this week, but he had a long and fulfilling life.
He did, for sure. Ron, yesterday we had some Warwick Farm jump outs, and John Grisdale had a bit of an incident within the barriers, and it was thought then originally that John may have suffered a broken leg, but the good news is that came through late yesterday afternoon, it's only soft tissue damage and no break or anything like that, so he needs some time to get over it, but certainly the news for John is a lot better than originally thought, so that's good.
No, that's fantastic news, Andrew. He's a good toiler. We don't want him off the scene too long. He's a hard worker, John, and hopefully he's back soon.
Yeah, for sure. Just looking at these extra earlies, anything else has come through? Not at this stage to the ones that we gave you earlier. We know today there is no Queensland Thoroughbred Racing. It was announced this time last week or even 8 or 9 days ago from now, that because of the issues with the Queensland government, that the parties, all of the thoroughbred industry, had come together and said that we are in frustration going to have no, or strike action, if you want to call it that way, no racing today. Now, yesterday, there was a meeting held between parties, and successfully it was announced that the state government would put forward $26 million in funding for the thoroughbred industry in Queensland. That'll support going forward. There's going to be an immediate impact on that from November 1. And Rob Heathcote is joining us right now on Racing HQ. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, Rob.
Rob, obviously disappointing that you got to the stage of, you know, having to say we're not racing today. But I guess now it's a positive that you've got something through late yesterday.
Yeah, that's wonderful news. And look, there was always going to be a bit of collateral damage, and that's happened today. And maybe one could argue that had we not gone out and lived up to our industrial action or protest action, I prefer to call it, maybe we wouldn't have got them back to the table. But a flurry of activity in the last, you know, week or so has you know, brought a wonderful result for our industry in Queensland, and $26 million, well, you know, we never had that $26 million a week ago, and it's prize money increases across the state of about 25%, but pretty much at grassroots levels, you know, right across the provincial meetings. And whilst there's not going to be massive prize money rises in the, you know, the high end, the sexy races, so to speak, that may well come in 6 months' time, because 18 million kicks in from next week, and another $8 million in 6 months' time. So great result for everyone in Queensland, and everyone was united. So wonderful going forward.
So are negotiations finished, or are they still ongoing? Is this just the start of, like, is it going to be a long-term funding model?
Yes, it's a long-term, it's an enduring model, Ron. So, you know, it's an annual thing. And, you know, there's also some other benefits coming forward for the industry. The recent amalgamation with TatsBet, that's going to generate some $20 million over the next 18 months and ongoing as well. So, you know, really, really positive time. And the industry's received that confidence boost that racing always needs. Oh, just for the government to turn around, I mean, that's giving due credit. I've been potting the hell out of them the last 4 weeks, and, you know, they've come back to the table, put their hand up, said we were wrong. So now maybe they'll appreciate more the thoroughbred industry, the importance of it, and work more closely with us. So good news.
You mightn't have races there this weekend, but it's probably been the busiest week of your life.
It has, but I think more importantly, Melbourne Cup's going to go ahead. Sorry, the Melbourne Cup race meetings, and it's probably one of the big, well, it's the biggest day in Australia probably, but I'm not allowed to say that in New South Wales now. Everest is, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Of course it is.
Get your priorities right. And you deserve a pat on the back, because you've been on the front foot and been the front man for the trainers. I think you've done a fantastic job.
Yeah, thanks. And look, it's been a team effort. And, you know, a guy up in Queensland called Cam Partington, he's been fantastic. Even working with the admin team at Racing Queensland, the chairman, Steve Wilson, Mark Salvey, the thoroughbred representative, our new CEO, Brendan Parnell, who you guys would know pretty well. They've just done a fantastic job. We've all worked together, and we've got a really, really good outcome. So, and as I said, I even throw the government in there, pat them on the back. They weren't coming to the party a week ago, but they have now, so good stuff.
Stella Victoria today, what's the reason for this turnaround in form? She's just flying.
Well, I gave her a spell. She came to me mid-preparation, you know, in an effort to try and nick a bit of black type during our winter carnival, and, you know, she just struck some wet tracks and just sort of down on confidence. So we popped her out to Washpool Lodge to do a great job spelling their horses, and she'd come back with a lovely big round bum, and she's probably put on, you know, 25-30 kilos, and she just looked so much brighter and happier. And, you know, she class 1,000, boom, one easy. Class 3, she's done the same. And then her last win was probably the most impressive of all, where she ran a bit of time as well. And Jeff Lloyd, well, he's no deal, and he was happy to come down and ride her and said, look, she's just flying, and who knows how far she can go. So whilst the soft six today might be the main query, he's certainly in fantastic form. Mm.
Old Habits, race 4. What can you tell us about him?
Look, he's here because of our prize money in Queensland. He runs last, he gets 3,500. That's all we get for running fourth.
Yeah.
We get for fourth at town. So, look, if he loves to give him the ground, he'd have to run a career best to beat 2 or 3 homes. So he's probably just a very, very rough each way chance at best.
Okay, and you've also got Zephonic Dancer down here, and he in his own right's going for 3 straight as well.
I've got a bit of an opinion of him, Ron. You know, so much so that I thought he might be a 3-year-old Derby horse in Queensland last year, and he never quite came up and never raced as well as I thought he would. So we gave him a spell, brought him back, run a slashing second first up in a 1,400-metre race, a little bit flat second up, but his last 2 wins at the mile have been good, so stepping to the 1,800 metres for him, I feel, is the biggest plus. Not an easy race. A couple of horses in really good form. So this will test the waters with him and certainly let me know how well he's going. But I like him. I think at 750, he's good value.
Okay, and obviously he's the one of yours that does handle the soft going.
Exactly, and, you know, soft six, suit him down to the ground.
Lovely.
All right, well, good luck with them, mate. Hope they run well, and it is great news. And within Tabcorp, who, of course, now have got a very close relationship with Queensland Racing through Tats, you know, we're very keen to promote Queensland Racing, and it's a very positive thing that was announced late yesterday afternoon by all parties. Good luck with the future, Rob.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Good on you. Rob Heathcote joining us there with the very latest. Just checking Randwick before we take... the break. I'll just see whether these there. They've gone in for them. So let's look at these before we take the break. At Randwick, it's a soft six, penetrometer 5.61. Race one is clear. Race two, number six, Skylake, number six. Races three and four are clear. Race five, number four, Natoya, number four. Race six, number seven, Sedition, and nine, Rewarding Laughter, seven and nine. Race seven, number two, Careless Choice, five, Lord Kingsley, six, Stella Victoria, 12, Pianissimo, and 13, Skylake. 2, 5, 6, 12, and 13. Race eight, number two, Namiya, and 11, Miss Shanty, 2 and 11. And race nine, number two, Torfic Boy, 4, Star Reflection, 6, St. Patrick's Day, 7, Blue Tycoon, 13, Artie's Dream Winner, 14, Careless Choice, and 15, Man of Peace. 2, 4, 6, 7, 13, 14, and 15. So they're the interim scratchings for Randwick today. And just I'll look at Moonee Valley and just see whether anything came through in the last few minutes. As we told you earlier, out of the Moonee Valley Cup, Patrick Erin and Lord Fandango, 2 and 7, and there are no scratchings in the Cox plate. We'll take a break. This is Racing HQ right here on Sky Racing 1, Sky Thoroughbred Central, and Sky Sports Radio.
90 footy legends, 6 teams, playing for over $100,000 in prize money, and raising money for the Mark Hughes Foundation. The Legends of League return. One action-packed day of old-school rugby league. Come marvel at the skills of household names. Menzies, Baderas, Hindmarsh and Saylor. Saturday, November 17, Central Coast Stadium. Get your tickets now for the Legends of League from Ticketek.
With 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call 8913 1640.
The very best of US racing 7 days a week. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
It's Brett Ogle here, standing in a Drummond Golf store, completely naked. Don't worry, madam, everything's fine. I'll be fully clothed in a minute, because only Drummond Golf has a range that includes all the famous brands in clubs, bags, buggies, accessories, shoes, and you'll be happy to hear, clothing. In fact, for the best range in golf gear, you really can't beat Drummond Golf. Ah, here come my new clothes now. See, madam, nothing to worry about. All I need now is some new balls.
Dynamic Syndications' Gay and Adrian offer an awesome call to aim at the rich English race series. By Smart Missile, champion first crop sire and now leading third crop sire. From Serenade Lily, a winning half-sister to champion three-year-old Serenade Rose. Bred to be precocious and quick, our colts are half-brother to Vocalize, winner and dual stakes performed at two. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team at just $8,300 a share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by CAB.
Get a bonus bet up to $50.
The second and third and races 1 to 6 at Randwick
and Moonee Valley.
Today, T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
Yes, the Chris Waller interview that we've spoken about is already up on our Sky Sports Radio webpage, and I've just tweeted it out as well. He was up with us about 40 minutes ago, so if you want to hear, listen to Chris and you missed it earlier, it's there on social media. Ron, a lot of discussion, obviously, around the Cox plate, but, gee, there's some other good horses, and, you know, like a Brave Smash, maybe a horse like El Merton getting onto a better track in Melbourne today, it might see a turnaround in form.
Oh, yeah, you'll see a lot of that now with these. Now that we've had this wet track patch in Sydney, a lot of these horses that have been on them, when they certainly get onto a drier track, they're going to show improvement or they're in trouble. It's as simple as that because, we've had, you know, 3 or 4 weeks of it now, haven't we?
Yeah, exactly. Chris Lees is now joining us, so let's go and have a chat with him. He's got, obviously, El Dorado Dreaming lining up in the Phillies Classic. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
You're down in Melbourne yet, or are you on the way?
No, I'm down. I'm down last night.
You're down? Yep. Okay. How is she then, El Dorado Dreaming? And take us through the last run. Were you disappointed?
Yeah, I was. We're expecting a little more from her, but to be fair, we probably rode her what we thought. We didn't expect the race to be run at any real tempo. We rode her a little closer than I think is her preferred style of racing. And just took that little bit of turn of foot out of her. But we'll ride her more conservative from a wide draw today. I suppose we'll be relying on a bit of pace in the race. Hopefully the track's racing, giving horses back in the field a chance. But if it sets up right, I think she'll be effective.
Okay, so you're happy with the way she pulled up from that last run?
Yeah, right. Well, she did have a little bit of mucus in airway, so that's cleared up. And no, I don't think she'll have too many excuses if the race is run at any tempo today.
Okay, your other Melbourne runners, Guard of Honour, it's not a bad race for him, actually.
Well, yeah, I've always thought he'd be suited at one of the 9.55s. I think, again, he'll need to be favouring horses to be able to make ground, but he's in really good order. He's had a few Melbourne way of going gallops, and he's handled it well, likes this bit of freshness in his legs. So I think he's certainly a chance.
Princess Pross in race three, the former round is strong.
Yeah, it is. She's been up forever, but she's coping really well. She's nice and bright this morning. So that was the first go at the mile, or she said two goes at the mile. I thought she ran it out okay the other day without a great deal of luck. Draw, she should get the right run. She certainly gives herself a chance.
Brighter than her owners this morning.
Sorry?
I'm sure she'd be a lot brighter than her owners, the Brave Smasher.
Yeah, I would think so. I've got correspondence. So
I'm sure you haven't. Prized Icon, well, just nothing went right at Caulfield.
No, it didn't. You know, and look, I think he's one of them horses that when things don't go right, he probably doesn't really let right down. If everything sets up right today, I think you'll see a better horse or what he's capable of. He's certainly at his best. He's, you know, he probably near wins a race like this. But he's freshened up nice with that 4 weeks between runs, back to the mile, and he looks in good order.
Sydney Evelina, well, she stamped herself pretty promising the other day.
Yeah, it wasn't a total shock to see her run like that. Probably ride her a little similar from that gate. Although she fell out of the gates the other day, but we're riding just back off the speed. She appreciated the soft ground, so she's certainly a chance in a competitive race.
Just Dreaming just had too much work to do. Obviously, it looked a soft lead for her on paper, but it didn't happen that way the other day.
No, she was just going, you know, probably a touch quicker than you need to be first up at the 1400. She does normally improve off one run. She profiles like that, so the three-week gap staying at the 1400 suits. She doesn't have to lead, she'll be in the first three and give herself every chance.
Okay, and you finish with Powerline in the last. He's going okay, but he's on a run of out.
Yeah, he hasn't won for a while. He'd be one you could put in the mouldies. He never runs bad, but rarely wins. He'll appreciate that little forgiveness in the track.
Okay, beauty. Good luck with him today.
Thanks, boys.
Good on you, Chris. Chris Lee's joining us there, running through them. Horses, you know, get suited, don't they? That 9.55 where the speed's on, and you're right with Guard of Honour, aren't you?
Yeah, he's a horse that goes well fresh. Chris knows him pretty well, yeah. And it's taken him a while because he sort of tried him at 11 and 1200, and then he's just realised he's training like a real sprinter now.
Yeah, for sure. Randwick today, Ron, we've been focusing a little bit on Moonee Valley, but these races, we're still in the spring carnival, but obviously a lesser grade. But there's a couple of races here. Aqua Divina, looking forward to seeing that Matt Smith horse again.
Well, she gets a chance to stamp herself, you know, a bit of quality, because it's a bit tougher race today, so it gives her a chance to show us that she's up to it.
Yeah, for sure. He was up to it last night, Ron. Our next guest, Fair Dinkum. What, did you watch Canterbury?
I did. He had a day out, or a night out.
He went bang, bang. Well, he went bang, bang, and bang, 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 bang. Brenton Abdullah,
one bang.
Five
winners. You're one bang too much. Yeah, it was six.
Did I give six then, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I had him. I'll give you a six, Brenton. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, boys.
I won't do it again because I'll lose count again. But first time, five winners, mate. Well done.
Yeah, no, it was a good night. It's been something that I haven't quite been able to do. I've had quite a few four timers, but the five's always got away from me. So it was nice to get it get the monkey off the back there last night.
Well, what did you think going into the meeting? You might ride a winner or two, but everything just fell into place, didn't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose, Duff, you'd know just as well as anyone. You just sometimes you can just look at your book and go, you know, well, I could write half the cards today. I could go home with seven places. And, you know, sometimes when you think you can have a really big day, you might be able to get one. And sometimes you think, you know, they'll all be around the mark and you can ride four or five. So last night was just one of those things where all the horses ended up in the right spots from good gates and they were able to get the job done.
Well, I'm sure you've picked up the paper this morning and got the scratchings and said it again. Geez, I could go to the races, ride five or six today, or I might come home with seven placings.
Yeah, I hate saying it just because, you know, everyone knows how hard it is to ride a winner in Sydney, try to win or an owner winner in Sydney. So it's, you know, you look at the book and you don't want to get your hopes up, but I'm not going through, I'm like, yep. So we'll be seeing what we can do today.
Yeah, Evelina, you won on her at Wyong. You would have seen her last run.
Yeah, I really liked her when at Wyong. She gave me a good feel. Chris obviously took her back to the trials before I rode her, and she had things right there. And then, you know, she went to the races at Wyong, did everything right. She went to Randwick, and, yeah, it was a bit stiff. So handled the heavy ground, back on better surface today. Another awkward draw, but she's got no weight on her back, and I think it's her race that she's going to do.
Do you know much about this Tarabai in race two for Team Hawks?
Yeah, I did win on her and beat Limbo Soul on that sort of back in March. Another filly, she does show good ability at home. I suppose, you know, her second behind Madame Rouge looks okay, beating Pandemonium. And even her run out of the Tibby, she was only beaten six lengths in sort of that stakes grade, and she drops back to a benchmark 88 here with no weight on her back. So I could definitely see her improving. Whether 1400 is the ideal trip, we'll find out today.
Race four, Just Dreaming. Well, her stat says that she'll improve second up.
Yeah, well, three from four, second up. Handles give in the track. Again, no weight on her back. She looks like she'll get a good run on speed. And, anywhere near her best in her second up form, and she looks hard to beat.
Any idea what you think about this track today? 11 metre rails, fifth meeting in a row there on a Saturday. What do? Do you assess it? Do you walk it, or do you just see what it feels like in race one? What how do you approach something like that?
I always look at tracks before I get there, so I have an idea before I go out on the first. But like Brad Davidson kept asking me last night every race what I thought of the track, and I said, well, mate, I seem to be falling in the fast lane, so I'm not going to complain.
No, exactly. Zor Khan, he's in fantastic form.
He is. He did a good job the other day. He's a horse who, you know, he's obviously handled that. He handled that wet ground really well. So a drying surface, I'd say, isn't to his complete advantage. He has won a race on it, but he just seems to thrive on those genuinely wet tracks. So, look, he's bounced off two heavy track wins, you know, and he's done it stylishly. So he gets in well enough with 57.5. You know, his field of eight. If you can just tuck in somewhere just behind the speed or somewhere thereabouts, I'm sure he can get his chance of 3-0.
Revenir in race six, terrific first up. Should be in the finish here.
Yeah, I thought he was great first up. Scary took him to the outside, and the stable mate just got it and was able to sort of just fight him off. So second up, he's won second up before. I'm sure he'll improve on it. And he's got to carry the top weight, but I think he's a class horse. And if he's just taken that natural improvement, which changes can second up, then he'll be definitely one to beat.
A Metamorphic in race seven, he's an honest horse.
Yeah, he's honest. He's only won the two from 13, but he's placed a few times. He's sort of soft and heavy track form's not great. You know, he hasn't won, but he hasn't been far away. But he just seems to, you know, he's probably one that, you know, as the day goes on, he'd be hoping for a drawing track, I'd say. Like I said, his last few, you know, behind not bad horses has been okay, and he finds a sort of similar race, you know, with the horses like Chapelco and that. But, he's a top three chance for sure, and he's just got to put his best foot forward.
Savakul, she's got more upside than most, and the extra distance will suit her.
Yeah, she did a good job the other day, I thought. Sam rode her well. That was fillies and mares grade, and today she goes up against the boys, so gets a bit of weight, but obviously that back in that, you know, stays in that sort of similar class. Drawn awkward, but we'll see how the track's racing by then, whether we're getting out.
And you finish with a ruling favourite, Coruscate, who's he's got nice credentials for a race like this.
always been a horse who I've had a bit of time for. I remember riding him, I think, his second start, and he on a heavy track, and he just got run down in a Group 2 race. So he just lost his way there a little bit in mid-prep. But I think James has got him firing now. He's won two of his last three. He had a soft trial the other day, beaten a long way. But James can do that given him their sort of mid-prep trials. And I think the race today, he sets up well.
Beauty. Have another good day.
Let's hope so, Duff.
Good on you. Thanks, Brenton. Thanks for getting up early after riding night racing at Canterbury. Brenton Abdullah. And, Ron, just before I let you go, announced on Thursday, Thoroughbred Industry Careers. This has been put together by so many racing participants trying to tell young people in particular just what the thoroughbred industry can offer, not just as a jockey or a trainer or whatever, but there are so many facets of the industry. And you can go to the web page thoroughbredindustrycareers.com.au, Duff, and get stuck in, learn about it. And there, as I say, there's so many leading parties all playing a part in this now.
Yeah, a good innovation, and it's great what they're doing, and hopefully people get behind it and promote it, and hopefully it gets a result as well with some more young people coming into our support and finding some employment.
Yeah, it's got the details cater for students, parents, career advisors. It's got information on employment opportunities through Thoroughbred Industry as well. So go to the website, thoroughbredindustrycareers.com.au. All right, what's for breakfast, Duff?
I'm waiting for it to turn up, Andrew. So
a bit late.
Yeah,
we'll
be right.
Oh, they might not be coming. No. All right, thanks, Duff. We'll be back with you shortly. Let's go and get stuck into these scratchings. We start at Randwick, where it's going to be a nice day. They're saying late showers tonight, so that track is a soft six, and the best Ramdani thinking that we probably get back to a five at some stage. Penno, 5.61. Race one is clear. Race two, number six, Skylake, number six. Race three, it's a simple case of taking out all the emergencies. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 and 17 out of the third. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, number 4, Natoya, number 4. Race 6, number 7, Sedition and 9, Rewarding Laughter, 7 and 9. Race 7, number 2, Careless Choice, 5, Lord Kingsley, 6, Stella Victoria, 12, Pianissimo and 13, Skylake. 2, 5, 6, 12 and 13. Race 8, number 2, Namiya, 11, Miss Shanty, and the emergencies 14, 15 and 16. 2, 11, 14, 15 and 16 out of race 8. And race 9, number 2, Torfic Boy, 4, Star Reflection. 6, St. Patrick's Day, 7, Blue Tycoon, 13, Artie's Dream Winner, 14, Careless Choice and 15, Man of Peace. 2, 4, 6, 7, 13, 14 and 15 out of race 9 at Randwick. We move now to Kembla Grange, where it's a fine day. The track is a good 4 and the rail's in the true. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 10, Riverbird, number 10. Race 3 is clear. The 4th, number 2, Fortification and 6, Blazing Bow, 2 and 6. Race 5, 6 and 7 are clear. And race 8 at Kembla, 7, Irish Slipper, and the emergencies 15, 16, 17 and 18. So that's the information for Kembla. Now, the other two New South Wales programs today, we've got a meeting down at Aubrey, and Aubrey information we've got for you here. Aubrey, what have we got? It's fine and a good 4, the rail is true. Race 1, take out 1, 7, 9 and 13. Race 2, 2 and 11. The third, the scratchings are 7, 15, 16 and 18. Race 4 at Albury, number 3. Race 5, take out 4 and 7. Race 6, number 2. And race 7, the scratchings are 1, 2, 8 and 13. Armadale, fine and a good 3, just the 1 scratching. Race 4, number 5, Hey Dude. Race 4, number 5. To Moonee Valley, Cox Plate Day. Fine and a good 4. Penno is 4.64 and the rail is true. At Moonee Valley, they put 5 mil of water on the track after last night's meeting. Race 1, Takeout 2, Chicago Bull, and 9, Magna City, 2 and 9. Race 2, number 9, Shapiro, and 10, Hay Bale, 9 and 10. The third is clear. Race 4, number 10, Rapidora, and 11, Tataria, 10 and 11. Race 5, clear. Race 6, number 6, Burnoff, number 6. Race 7, clear. Race 8, number 2, Patrick Erin, 7, Lord Fandango, and 18, Dandy Gent, 2, 7 and 18. The Cox Plate is clear, race 9 and race 10. Number 13, Very Elegant. 14, Stripping Royalty. 15, Vow and Declare. And 17, Scamper. 13, 14, 15 and 17. That's the information today for Cox Plate Day at Moonee Valley. To Doomben we normally would go, but of course there's no racing in Queensland today. So we go straight to Morfordville Parks in Adelaide. It's fine and a good four. The rail at 3 metres. The Penno is 5.45. Race one at this stage is clear. Of course, there are these scratchings haven't quite gone interim. Race one is clear. Race two, number two, Chapel City, number two. The third, number six, Propel, and 7, Magna Bella. 6 and 7 out of the third. Race four, number eight, Porosity, number eight. Race 5, number 5, Sweet Embrace, number 5. Race 6, number 8, Kiss Bang Love, race 6, number 8. Race 7, number 6, Misidentified, and 7, Snowbrook, 6 and 7. And race 8, number 1, Lord Topper, 13, Sabotag, and 12, Zanheri, 1, 3 and 12. They're on the Morfordville Parks track at Adelaide. They've watered it yesterday. 3 mils of water was sprayed on. It's a good four, and the Penno 5.45. As I say, they haven't quite gone interim yet. Peter Ellis will preview that meeting later on at 11, just after 11 on Sky Sports Radio. Now, because there's been no Queensland scratchings, we are through the scratchings. I wonder if Duff has finished breakfast. I wonder if we can just open Duff's line.
And yes, Andrew.
Just hear what... Oh, Duff, have you had it?
Yeah, I just had a poached egg on toast and a sausage, Andrew.
That was it? Pretty easy for Cheryl this morning, mate. That was pretty straight up and no sort of difficulty there.
No difficulty. Nice. I'm a simple, simple person.
Simple eater. We've done the scratchings wrong. We did them in record time simply because there's no Queensland racing. But I will say that it is good news. I think listening to Rob Heathcote this morning that the Queensland government have obviously, you know, done a turnaround and that's all good. We've got $26 million going in. It's going to be grassroots prize money, Duff, and it's a positive, not for today, obviously, with no meetings, but for the future.
Yeah, look, they showed some solidarity there. The trainers and the jockeys, you know, owners even have to be patted on the back. It's hard for them missing out on the money as well. And they've got a desired result by the sound of it, so good luck to them.
Yeah, exactly. Kicks in on November 1, $18 million goes in, and then a further $8 million will go in 6 months' time. So while there's no Queensland racing today, the announcement came late yesterday afternoon from the state government to Racing Queensland that $26 million in funding for thoroughbred racing will go forward. And I know the government are working very closely with harness and greyhounds also into the future. All right, Sky Racing 1 about to leave us for American Racing. Stay with Sky 1 for all of the racing right through the day. In a moment, the preview for Randwick.
Dynamics Indications, Gay and Adrian introduce a fantastic filly and the first yearling at Tullock Lodge by Wongina. Snitzel's Group 1 winning son and now exciting first crop sire. Trained by Gay, Wongina was the fastest 2-year-old in the stable and won the Group 1 Australian Guineas at 3. From Spooked, winning daughter of Group 2 winner Beat the Fade. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team. 5% shares, just $7,625. For info, visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 336808.
lot's changed in small business, but some things, like chasing finance, haven't. A business loan from Prosper can help. Borrow from $5,000 to $250,000 for renovation, equipment upgrades, or new business opportunities. Plus, funding is possible in 24 hours. So if you'd rather chase business than finance, talk to Australia's number one online lender to small business, Prosper. Visit prospa.com. Terms, conditions and lending criteria apply. Credit license 454782.
Schwazier by a half length to Airwave. Schwazier is holding Airwave. And a remarkable Royal Ascot double for Schwazier.
Schwazier, a consistently top-class stallion with over 90 stakes winners, including Group 1 Sun Star Spangled Banner, Divine Prophet, The Mission and Japanese May. His yearlings have sold up to an incredible $560,000. Schwazier, prove it on the track and in the ring. For the best value sire in Australia, call Coolmore today.
With 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call 8913 1640.
Warrawing Needy retired the fastest horse on the planet. A brilliant